This is the first ma'aracha, the first set of essays in this sha'ar, and it's entitled Das Atzmeinu, Self-Knowledge. Mavoi, the introduction. The author begins, Yedi'as Atzmoi i'efsha lilmoid. Self-knowledge cannot be learned. We've already mentioned this in the previous introduction. Every individual is unique and contains a whole world within himself. We said that an individual is not merely a response to outside stimuli. It's not merely a bunch of aspirations for that which lies outside of him. It's an entire world. And it's a world which is accessible only to that individual. Memele, self-knowledge cannot be studied. Zoi chavaya hapokedes eskol bar das b'omdal datoi. This is an experience which visits every bar das, a thinking person, when he becomes intellectually mature. Ein hadracha le'asagas chavaya zo. There's no guidance to attain this experience. He oimedes ben ashah ha'kodem v'ashah zo. It stands between the previous section of the Sefer and this one. Generally, it tends to come with a bit of maturity, not always. Hayodea ketzas midois tovois uktzas midois ra'ois apolios b'keboi. A person is aware of some of the positive attributes that he has and some of the negative attributes that are functioning within him. Ein yodea atzmoi klal, does not know himself. That is not called self-knowledge. Kasher nifkechu einenu, when our eyes are opened. I think the author is deliberately here paraphrasing Pasukin in Bereshis after the eight from Eitz Hadas. When our eyes are opened, la'amoid al-efshariyos ha'aliyah t'munois banu, to ascertain, to understand, to appreciate the possibilities for growth which are hidden within us. Ve'yachad im zeh, but at the same time, anu ro'im es kol ha'netiyos v'negiyos. We see all the predilections and all the biases that we have. Kol ha'mirma v'ashchasa mekadonos b'kirbenu, all the delusion, all the corrupt midos that are nesting and festering within ourselves. Livli metzoy latzmenu mekom miklat pnimi, without finding any refuge, habatuach mikol shilal, which is completely safe and empty of these things, zoy hakaras atzmenu, then you can say that you know yourself. Philosophy had korel azeh, one philosopher refers to this as yiridas hagehenoim beyodenu b'chayim, descending into gehenoim while still alive. It's when one is brutally honest with oneself and sees completely objectively the positive and the negative within oneself. The pasuk says, "Shivtecha besech mirma." Omar Yirmiyah Perek Tes. This is what we read on Tisha B'Av, Shacharis. You dwell within delusion, within literally with fraud, deception. Ein af nekuda tov achas shelo nagah bah sheifa anachis. There's not a single good point which isn't touched by some tinge of self-interest and egoism. It's not to say there isn't something good. There are good points, but they're touched. They're always tinged with this egotistical bias, with some self-interest. Adam hechezikas atzmoi, before reaching the state of maturity, the person had a vision of himself. Im lo le tzaddik, if he didn't see himself as a really righteous person, lechol hapachos lebeinoni yashav hagon, at least a beinoni, a straightforward and decent person. Ulefesa nifkechu einav v'hu magiyah. Suddenly his eyes open, and he starts to recognize ech lechoil shelechoil pu'ulosav yeshor shenuchi, that everything that he does, at the root of it, there's some self-interest. V'chol ma'aluisav mehulois hashchasan. All these good points, all his advantages, all his ma'aluis, are mixed in with some hashchasa. Mamash kol ha'adam koizev, as we say in Hallel, kuloi kozav, az nishmeta hakarka mitachas aglav. The carpet is pulled from under his feet. V'roya genom pesuchalo mitachtav. And he starts to realize, he's standing on the edge of Gehenoim, b'chayim chayim, while still alive, and he sees, mitoich ziyazuz, it's out of this shock, hu maschi legashesh ulechapes derechayim yisramatis. It's through that shock that he starts groping around and trying to find a more truthful way of life. That shock is a very positive moment. To elaborate on the same point, neta'er latzmenu, let's imagine to ourselves, oyhev v'sone shel adam v'sochachim al adam zeh sha'ah arukah. A person's friend and enemy discuss him at great length, and he overhears, they're not aware. Kol asher ahoyhev menase latzdiko, the more his friend tries to justify him, mafrich ha'sone eskol ta'anu yisav, the enemy undermines all of his arguments, and proves to him that there's nothing good in this person. V'nei Adam ze emed v'achorei ha'delet, this person we're speaking about is behind the door. V'shemes kol ha'sicha hazo, he overhears the entire conversation. Ma tehe teguvasoi? What will be his response? Ha'im nihye nidham al midas sinasa shelevo? Will he be shocked at the hatred of his enemy? Oy merugaz al yakaras ma'alosav? Will he be upset at the fact that his good points were not recognized? Oy nidka al shelo yitzliach la'ois atzmo be'or yosech yovi? Will he be depressed for not having been able to show himself off in a more positive light? Hamakir atzmoi, one who truly knows himself, Yagid b'shavah, will say with tranquility, Kol ta'anisav shel sin'i einan chadash yisli. The arguments made by my enemy are not new to me. Hakol ani yodea umargish b'atzmi. I sense these things. I'm aware of them. Ma aluv le'umazes, how wretched in contrast is shelev ha'nefesh, a person who hasn't reached this level, who is completely tranquil. Achai b'dimenos, he lives in his world of fantasy. Ve'eino yodea l'atzmoi me'umai, knows nothing of himself. L'ro'is nechocha eino me'iz, to see straight, to see through, he doesn't dare. Es mivtzar ha'dimenos be'kivis atzmoi, the fort of imagination, the fantasy fort which he has surrounded himself with, eino mochan lefotzei, is not prepared to blow it up. What's even worse is he wants to be called and he wants to call himself Oved Hashem. Once in a while he scratches within himself to determine where does a certain feeling stem from. He starts analyzing sources of midos. In addition to all of his fantasies about who he is, he wants to crown himself with the title of Oyved Bal Musa. So that shock that you spoke about above is a positive thing. It serves to demolish this fort of fantasy that people have about themselves. Onwards. Bischilas kol avida atzmis umedes ha'akara atzmis, as we said above. At the beginning of avida, about oneself and on oneself, stands recognition of oneself. Mi shelo zachal medeh, those people who haven't attained it, shar ha'avida pratis sagur b'fanam. The rest of the sefer is closed to him. He can do up to and including what we've worked up to now. But avida pratis, intense avida on himself, that's closed off to him. Hu yichyeh b'shel vayis chayav ruchanim, he will live in tranquility, his spiritual life. Yikashel kasher rabin nechshalim, he will make mistakes, like many make. Yaseh ma'asim tovim kechol adam yisrael. He will accomplish certain things like every Jew. Ve'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeh sechar kol b'yar chazal tel us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not deny any person his just reward. He'll receive a reward for what he does. Ben aliyah ve'ish emes lo yihyeh. He will not be a person who grows. He will not be an ish emes. Mishezachal akaraz atzmo. In contrast, the person who's earned self-knowledge, muchrach al yada lavoi lidei avida puriyah. He necessarily will come through it. He must, through it, come to fertile work, velidei shinuyim ma'amikim, and to deep changes, b'anhaga uvemidois, in his conduct, in his midois. Ha'perakim haba'im noi adim natiram. The coming chapters are designed to describe these changes. In this set of essays on self-knowledge, Leitis Bareh Avidah Pratis Atzma will not describe the actual Avidah. Megamasenu Kani, our objective here is Levarer HaKuchois V'Shichvos HaNefesh, to clarify the various forces and layers of one's psychology. Harkavas HaMasim, how deeds are composed, the various components that go into them. V'Darkei Nitoch HaMasim, how to analyze one's deeds. Finally, on a very positive note, hayedi'ah atzma al atzmenu merumemes. The very knowledge that we have knowledge of ourselves, that in itself elevates. Lifnei she'anu mekirim es atzmenu, before we know ourselves, anu nimtzaim besoch ha'tehoim. It's as if one is in an abyss. Behakirenu es atzmenu, when one attains self-knowledge, anu motzim es atzmenu kvar al yad ha'tehoim. It's as if one is already next to the abyss. The very knowledge is already placed to you above. Adam she'eino makir atzmo, a person who doesn't know himself, hu atzmoi zehem kol negiyos ha'atzmo himself. He himself is identical to his biases and his whims. That's what he is. Etzem ha'akara, the very act of knowledge, mafrida b'eino lebe negiyosin, it detaches us from our biases. Ve'im ki'adayim pe'ilim ba'ad. It's not that the biases disappear. They're still active within us. U'min chama lanu, we still have to battle them, but still hari ha'ani shelanu emet ma'ale ratzonos elu. The I stands above them. That's a tremendous step forward. One's aware, one knows, I want this because of that. One's aware that one is driven by certain biases and proclivities and tendencies, but it's from a detached point of view, so that one has a chance, one is aware of these things. לפני שנים רבו נסגלה בעיר אשכנזיס במרתף אחד אדם שמעולם לא ראה עיר השמש. Many years ago, there was discovered in a German city, in some cellar, a person who had never seen the light of the sun. לא ראה אדם, he'd never seen people, לא יצא אי פעם מהמרתף, he was just in this cellar. כאשר למד לדבר, when he was taught to speak, נסברה כי מילדותו החזק בבדידות גמורה באיזה מרתף. It became clear that from childhood, he was held in total isolation in that cellar. Adam ze, this person, kasher nochach ladas ki kol shnasa bila b'martef. When he realized that his entire life was spent in a cellar, kvar haya michutz lo, that's already to be outside. Kol od shaya chay shem, as long as he lived there, haya nivtzar mimenu lakir. It was impossible for him to recognize ki me'ono b'martef aluv, that his dwelling place is a terrible cellar. That was all he had. Ki be'enav haya ze kol olam kolo. For him, that's the entire world. He didn't know of another form of existence. The very act of knowing that one is in a cellar, so that's already a tremendous step forward. That's the mashal. Keni hakaras adam es atzmoi. It's the same thing when it comes to self-knowledge. Bir oisoi nechoicha. When a person sees clearly, without delusion, as shivtoi besech mirmah, that's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu we quoted, that he's sitting in a cesspool of self-deception. Al koil mi desavera ois, with all of his negative tendencies. Kvaru nimtza mechutz lehem. That's already a step out. He's already above them. He's outside of that. Uchvar nimtza bilboi tziyur mechayim pnimim rechavim. He already has an image, some concept of a wide expanse. V'u makir ki amirma v'ashchasayim b'artef aluv. And he's already aware that the deception with which he's lived before is a lousy cellar. ואחרי הקורא, and therefore after that step, once one recognizes, one knows oneself, כבר נוכל לחפש שביל בחיים. One can then start searching for a path in life, ויהיה זה שביל צמוד. It may very well be a very narrow path, אבל אמיתי, but truthful, מרוחק מהמרמה, distant from deception, והיה זה זכרים. That's already one שכר, that's already worth the trouble.